This weekend in Toronto, members of the Society for American Baseball Research, or SABRE, are celebrating the 100th anniversary of what many believe was Babe Ruth's first home run as a pro, which they claim was hit in Toronto on September 5, 1914. Others believe that Ruth's first dinger came months before in Fayetteville, North Carolina, during an Orioles spring training game. Regardless of which was actually Ruth's first four-bagger, there is mystery and multiple legends surrounding the whereabouts of the Toronto home run ball. Reporter Andrew Norton wanted to get to the bottom of it, so he visited the scene of the Bambino's north of the border moonshot.
These days, Hanlon's Point on Toronto Island is better known for its nude beach and its airport.
I think this is going to be our best view.
Barry Neymark is a Sabre member, and today he's my guide.
This island was so different. If looking at the photos, it had hotels. It was like a resort. So it was kind of like the Coney Island of Canada.
A century ago, there was a ballpark right on the water. It was home to the Toronto Maple Leafs minor league baseball team, whose name predated the NHL team. Hanlon's Point Stadium had wooden bleachers, fans in formal apparel, players in heavy flannel outfits, and on September 5th, 1914, the Providence Grays were the visiting team. Up to bat in the sixth inning was Grays rookie pitcher George Herman Root. With two out and two on, his massive 42-ounce bat connected with a pitch. The ball sailed over the right field wall for what us folks north of the border consider his first home run as a pro. But what happened after that?
There's this mythical story that the ball was actually hit in the water.
The water being Lake Ontario, where it still sits today, or at least that's the story. Our former mayor Art Eggleton mentioned it when he unveiled a plaque commemorating the home run back in 1985. So I decided to look it up online, and the stories I read didn't give me any definitive answers.
It was stolen from the Hall of Fame.
Then the dude who stole it ditched it back in the lake when the cops chased him.
No, the real ball is bronzed. It's at a bar here in Toronto.
Well, that thing's probably worth a fortune.
I'm pretty sure that the ball is just like covered in algae at the bottom of the lake.
Torontonians love the story, whichever version they latch onto. And Canadians love a good story about how big stars got their start here. And to remind folks south of the border of Canada's role in baseball history. Plus, there's something so appealing about the idea of hidden treasure. A holy grail under Lake Ontario just waiting to be rescued by someone bold enough or lucky enough to find it.
Well, I'm afraid to tell people that the holy grail doesn't exist. I mean, it did exist, but it's long since gone.
That's baseball historian Bill Humber. He's heard the stories too, but he's not going to be chartering any lake-worthy search vessels anytime soon because
the account of the game the day after in the Star Weekly says it was hit into the bleachers. So several things would have happened to the ball, potentially. One, it could have simply been thrown back into the game. In those days, you were expected to throw the ball back or at least give it back. Oftentimes, the same ball might be used for the entire game. Or it could have been kept by a young fan or an old fan saying, oh, what a cool souvenir. And of course, so what that a guy named Ruth had hit the home run. That wasn't a big deal to anybody. It would have been taken home, used, played with, and eventually lost or eventually worn out like many balls that get used over and over again.
So the final resting place of the ball? Probably in shreds in a landfill. A lot less romantic than the stories I read. But the fact remains that on September 5th, 1914, Babe Ruth stepped up to the plate. He swung his bat and he did what he would later become famous for. And that happened right here in Toronto, and that means something to us.
The bottom line is it doesn't matter what the story was. Whether the ball's in the water or was in the bleachers, whether you know he hit his first home run in Fayetteville or Toronto, whether anybody thought it was a big deal or nobody could care less about it at the time, those things don't matter in the long run. They don't matter historically because we now have invested it with meaning and value that it may not have had in its own day, but it's now gained that through time.
Today, the only clue Babe Ruth was ever here are a couple of plaques on the side of the road near the Hanlon's Point ferry terminal. They're easy to miss. As a Torontonian, though, I want more than that. I want to know what happened to the ball. Physical proof that something larger than life may have started here. And hey, the ball is still out there, somewhere. The question is, where? For Only a Game, I'm Andrew Norton in Toronto.